The message today, I don't know that, I've ministered on this subject at different times, pieces of it, but I was meditating on some things in my devotion this last week, and this phrase came up to me, and I knew it was the title. It's kind of a long one, but I'll let them know what to call this. And it is, don't quit. Take hold of your heritage and fulfill your God-given destiny. Don't quit. And I have some things to say about that, but let's see what the Holy Spirit says. Amen. Because we have a lot to say, and a lot of us could give a testimony along that line of how that's why we're here today.
Right.
Because we haven't quit. And I wanted to say that because we're not here trying to pound you over the head. Don't quit. Don't quit. You haven't quit yet, or you wouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying.
That's right.
You would not be here if you've quit. But I'm encouraging you, stay the course.
Yes.
And not only that, there are things on the course, there are tweaks.
Yep.
I've often jokingly said that if I don't make a little bit of tweak in this area, I'm going to end up in China eventually.
Yep.
You've heard something along that line. Well, that's my version. And we've got to just make some small tweaks here and there in our faith life.
Yes.
In who we, what we understand about God's word and how to apply it in our lives, about using the righteousness on the inside and speaking it out of our mouths. And we can be hearing that, but are we doing it?
Yeah.
And I want to encourage you to start speaking the word of God. And you might say, I don't feel like it's working for me. How many know faith is not going by feelings? Well, I'm just getting ahead of myself. And I often do preach the end before I get to the actual sermon because I'm so excited about it. And some of you are thinking, well, what does that mean? Okay, we'll go back to the scripture. All right. Don't quit. Take hold of your Christian heritage and fulfill your God-given destiny. And that word heritage, so I was prompted, and we are getting to the word, and we're going to see what the word says about this. But what does heritage mean? And you got to go to Merriam-Webster, right? So it's borrowed from the Anglo-French from heritor, to inherit or make an heir. Oh, okay. Well, that's making sense. You see, we have an inheritance in Christ. And there's things that we can look back to at our born-again salvation day. What came to us at that day? What was deposited inside of us? That is our heritage.
That's right.
It's an inheritance.
Amen.
Something acquired from the past, a rich heritage. You could say property that was handed down to an heir. Property that descends to an heir, something transmitted by or acquired from a predecessor, a legacy. The lady was an example, proud of her Chinese heritage. Well, we have a Christian heritage. We were born into this Christianity. And born into Christianity, that meant that the Spirit of Christ came to live inside of us. It's not something that we are going to have. That, you wouldn't say necessarily, is our destiny.
Right.
What we're looking forward to.
Right.
What we have in Christ is something that we received on our born again Christian day.
Yes, we did.
That was our heritage. That's who we are. If we are looking about what we will receive, then we don't believe we already have it. We don't believe that redemption is now. We don't believe that, and really we've got to look beyond our past and the issues and the problems and the things of the past, and we've got to look at the heritage or look at what Christ gave us on that day that we became born again believers. It's our heritage.
It is our heritage.
And when I heard these words, I got excited, and I was just preaching a message when I was sitting right there, and I couldn't hardly stand myself, and I thought, you know, sometimes you get so excited about it, and then you get into the congregation, it's like, where's that excitement? So help me out here. Pull this out of me, and it really needs preached about 50 times, but moving right along, that's our heritage.
It's our heritage.
It's a tradition. It's a habit.
Yes.
What do you mean, a habit? Well, it's something that we do or we act on every single day.
Yeah. Yep.
Something possessed as a result of one's natural situation or birth. It's a birthright. The heritage of natural freedom was long since cast away. That was just an example. So it's our birthright. And we act on it every day. In other words, that's who we are.
That's who we are. Yes.
When a baby is born, what do? They start crying. Why? Because that's a system, a physiological system inside of them, that's what a baby does. It helps clean out, tear ducts help clean out. Now we can overuse that, right? They need to sleep. It's our heritage to get sleep, to get rest, so on and so forth. And we need to act on the heritage that we have in Christ on a daily basis. We need to remind ourselves, this is who I am, this is what I have,
yes,
and this is what I can do.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
That's right.
And then there are promises that we're still waiting for the manifestation, but we're speaking it out. We're not saying, really, if you're waiting for the manifestation of something, you've believed that you've received it.
Yeah. Yep.
You're not looking to this natural realm. You've received it from the realm of the Spirit.
Yes.
You've received it, and it's based on what God's Word says.
That's right.
Amen.
But it's coming to pass. That's your destiny.
That's right.
My destiny is that my heritage is fulfilled.
Yes.
in full birthright.
That's right. Yes.
My destiny is that I walk it out. My destiny is that I do not have to deal with sickness and disease for the rest of my life. My destiny is that my pocketbook is blessed.
Yes. Yes. Come on, come on.
And there are things we're believing for. Right now, Pastor Jay and I in Cedar Rapids, we're living in our dream home.
Yeah.
That's part of our destiny. That's part of something that was a promise to us, and God dealt with us years ago. Write it down.
Yes. Come on.
Speak it out. There were certain things we'd say, I like windows like this. Pastor Jay's like, write it down.
That's right.
I would write it down. And I'm the one that did most of the decorating in the home and this and that, because I enjoy doing that type of thing. And when we got there, it didn't look like it was possible. When it was time to pop the clutch,
come on,
and start going to the process of whether you get a loan or you pay it as you go or whatever.
Right.
But when it was time for that process, I had to dip on the inside of me to my heritage.
Yeah. Come on.
I had to dip on the inside of me to what my birthright gave me.
Yes. Amen.
And I knew that we've been writing that down and we've been speaking that we would have the home that we desire.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
But I needed to believe that I received it.
That's right.
And I traveled around with Pastor Nancy in that Midwest conference. I've talked about that years ago. And she preached on how they got into their house. She preached on how her mom got into her house. She preached on the financial blessing, our covenant of blessing.
Yep.
Rich, that's who I am.
Yes.
It's part of our birthright.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
We don't have to apologize to anybody for being rich, and we don't have to flaunt it.
That's right.
Things don't move me. I like nice things.
Yeah.
I like name brands, things like that. You understand?
Yeah.
But I don't go around, you know what this is?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
I just like to be comfortable.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes, to be honest with you, of course, most people that know me know that I like Polo Ralph Lauren. But you know why? Because a lot of their stuff is all cotton.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
And it's not all polyester and synthetic blend with spandex and everything else. You understand? And I enjoy that. And recently, I've been, was it this church that I shared that with, or was it
Cedar Rapids?
Recently, I found out that linen and wool have like 5,000 hertz of frequency, you know, but finding clothes, and you don't want to blend them anyway, they cancel each other out, but I won't go into all that because I don't want to bore you. But I tried to get predominant, and this is not something that if you have polyester, I still have polyester, okay, I still have things. I will say that at my house, I am getting on with the message. You understand,
yeah,
I am.
Yes,
but this is an important part of it. At my house, there is a mountain of clothes about this big, because when I found out that polyester and synthetics and this have like 15 frequency or even zero, I'm like, seriously? And linen has 5,000? It's like, okay, do the calculation. Linen's it. Anyway, a certain amount of linen, some of it's scratchy, we don't go there. But and then you got your wools and stuff. But cotton is about 100 to 130 or so, and it's your frequency of your body is about 100. I don't know if some of you, raise your hand if you understand any of this. Okay, there's a few people that will accommodate me here. I was a chem major. Okay, there are a lot of things that I like to use as far as illustrations in that realm, okay?
Right.
Moving right along. So the biggest thing is it breathes. And everything in the world around you has some type of frequency.
Yeah.
And many of the synthetics that they make chemically or through petroleum or whatever, it literally kills the frequency of those items.
Yeah.
And so it's just good, even in finishing out our basement, I knew more about that, and we, even in our home, we have natural woods in our basement, natural flooring, different things like that. I was trying to find wool rug, and we won't go there. I finally ended up with polyester rug. But there were reasons. It was still eco-friendly and all that type of. I'm not talking about going green. I'm just talking about being eco-friendly,
yeah.
And that these are things that will help you breathe, that won't bring chemicals into your air and all that. How did I get into all that? I'm not real sure. I like cotton. So our body is a frequency of about 100, and the cotton helps you breathe. All right. And if you just do simple studies, there are a lot of people coming out and getting an understanding of that. I'm not real sure, but we'll figure out why I even got into that. But my destiny, my lot in life, you could say, my portion in life, those are some definitions. Something to which a person or a thing is destined, a fortune,
yeah.
What they're blessed with.
Yeah.
I'll remember why I got off on that, and we'll get back there because I have the mind of Christ. The course of events held to be arranged by a superhuman power. That's your destiny. In other words, we know that's for us the power of God. The blessing, the anointing on our lives will bring you to an expected end. And Jeremiah 29:11, I'd like you to turn there. Actually, before you put your finger there or save that place, I want to go to Hebrews. Hebrews, are you awake today?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Hebrews chapter 12.
Yes, ma'am.
As we get revelation along this line and really understand, first get a knowledge. You read it, but then you've got to understand it.
Yep.
Faith's understanding of the heart.
Yes.
Faith's understanding of the heart, your mind comes into agreement with what your heart is saying.
Yes. Yes.
And then you can pop the clutch.
Yeah.
You can believe that you receive it.
That's right. Yeah.
So we were talking about that house.
Yes.
That I traveled around with Pastor Nancy, helping her with a couple others at that time. And I called my husband up on the phone and said, I've got the house in my spirit now. Mm-hmm. I've got it in my spirit. I've been hearing this message and hearing it and hearing. I've been getting the knowledge, but now an understanding's come.
Yes.
What my birthright said I could have, and now I need to pop the clutch. Now I need to believe that I receive it.
Yes.
And
yes.
With my husband's agreement, he says, okay, I'm with you.
Yes. Yes.
But and he said at the time, I'm going to let you lead the way on that. If you believe that it's time for us to go toward that house, I'm going to let you lead the way, and I won't put the brakes on.
Right.
And how many know, husband and wives, sometimes one person They've been meditating along this line. They've been getting, it's so strong inside of them. And you know, don't shut down your wife. Don't shut down your husband. But be in agreement. And there may be things that you come and say, hey, this is so strong in me. And that person may say, you know, at this point in time, I can't do anything with that. So you're going to have to wait. But my husband said, I know what God's word says. And I believe and I trust him. And since you have that in your heart, I'm going to put myself in agreement with that. Get to a place where you can at least put yourself into agreement with your spouse. If you're not there, then they're going to have to get it. But sometimes, you know, I'm talking about myself and Pastor Jay, as we got to kick one another and stuff. Okay, hurry up and get an agreement, because we've got to... We got things to do for God. You know, I'm not talking about, are you going to get agreement with me this month, next year? What's it going to take? There have been some things that have been a couple years. But you've got to make sure it's in your spirit first. And then there are things the Holy Ghost will bear witness, no, it's not time yet. It's not time yet. So with that, our destiny is based on the leading of the Spirit. And our destiny will come. In other words, when you believe that you receive healing and wholeness, you know I have it now. That's my birthright. I have it now. But my destiny is the fruition or the manifestation of that. It's my expectation. It's what is, if it doesn't happen in the immediate, I'm talking about that natural, when I believe that I receive, and then it just naturally speaking, it comes from that spirit realm into the natural, and the manifestation comes, and I'm free from pain, I'm free from the obstacles, I'm free from that pressure, I'm free from the oppression. That is my destiny. To walk it out. But my birthright is I already have it. There are some things that you are going to have to walk out. There are some things that more specifically, you're just going to have to be led by the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about healing and health. These are things, it's your birthright, and you can believe that you receive any time, but make sure that you're in faith. But I will say that the manifestation of that sometimes is held off. But are we saying it? Did we believe that we receive?
Come on now.
Let's go back. Did we get into the word?
Come on.
Get into the word. Let the understanding come. Believe that you receive. And then speak it out and thank God for it. And my expectation is that it's coming to pass. It will happen. That is my destiny based on my heritage. Of who I am in Christ. It's based on my birthright. Maybe it all, I don't see it all right now. But my friend, if you won't give up. And it's just a real simple, get into his word, go to the scriptures that promise you. If what the doctor says, if what you're reading about natural circumstances all the time, if your atmosphere, if what you're watching on TV, if what you're listening to, if what you're looking at on the computer is all based on the pain of this natural world, the oppression of this natural world, then your birthright is not going to mean a lot. And we, let's move over here. Remember, let's go to chapter 12, Hebrews 12, and I'll come back to that. We were going to read, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So he's the beginner, but he's also the completer. He completes it in our life. He manifests in our life. He shows us what our destiny ought to be. He shows us what to use our faith on based on what he already did for us in the beginning. He gave us an expected end, but he gave us everything we needed to walk it out. He gave us the tools in Christ. He gave us the grace of God to get us through any situation of life, and we've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
He wants to complete it. He wants to bring it to pass, but he needs your mouth.
Yes, it does.
He needs your faith.
Yes.
Destiny does not happen on its own.
All right now.
It doesn't fall. It's not fate. That's the world's definition of destiny. Just, well, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. God needs our faith.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I understand that sometimes we can get discouraged about symptoms that are going on in our bodies. I understand that the thoughts will bombard your mind and oppression coming to you. But if you will look at God's word, and even Isaiah 53, 3 through 5 there says he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yep.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Yes.
So if you've missed it, all you have to do is confess your sin.
Yes.
If you've missed it, say, I'm sorry, Lord. Don't get in your head, okay, how am I not going to yield to that? No, just repent and say, thank you, Lord, you helped me.
Yes.
You are working in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. That is a scripture. So he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for mine iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. The chastisement of our peace. Do you have peace in your mind? That's your destiny.
Yes.
Peace is in the heart. That's your birthright. But to walk it out, you're going to have to use faith to walk it out and for it to work in your mind. For it, you know, peace that anchors your soul.
Come on,
and your soul is your mind, your will, and the emotions.
Come on.
That's good.
Like I said, I don't believe I've said it this way, but I hope you understand. He's the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in what? In your souls. You have not yet resisted to bloodshed against sin. Now, what were we going to read in verse 14? Well, let's go up to 12. Back to 12. Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame or what is turned or dislocated, that's what that means, it's turned the wrong way, rather that it be healed. If you, and if you say, well, if I'm waiting for it to be healed, how's that my birthright? How is it that he already healed me? Because you have it on the inside of you. The kingdom of God is within you. In other words, the grace to bring it to pass is in you.
Yes, amen.
Christ already did on the cross everything he's going to do. He will not go back to the cross and die again.
Come on.
And I'm not trying to bring condemnation on him, because we've all done this, but we put him to an open shame when we don't receive what he's already done. And we have to look at it, it's like, I'm sorry, Lord. The reason that he's a rewarder of those who trust him and believe him is because he's already done it. Now he expects us to come receive it. As parents, when you give your child something, what if they say, I can't receive that. Wouldn't that disappoint you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's because that we're living in the natural realm, we don't always see what he has already given us in the spirit realm.
That's right.
In the realm of faith. In the realm of things that we can't see. It's the kingdom of God that lives within you and within me. And that's our birthright. That's what I got when I was born again. I am called a Christian because I'm Christ-like.
Yes.
And what he did for me, I can walk out in this life. That is my destiny, to walk it out, to see it manifest. That's why we come to this place of the local church, and it's a school of faith. It's a school of learning who we are in Christ. Don't allow anybody to take that revelation from you. When you leave here today, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whatever it is, any distractions, don't allow anything to come against who you are in Christ,
yeah.
Your birthright in Christ. Don't allow anybody to take that revelation from you.
Amen. So huge.
So that we can constantly fortify who we are.
That's
right. Going back to the Word of God and constantly fortifying ourselves. My friend, I know we all need to make tweaks. We all need to make changes because we want to go forward. We want to fulfill our destiny. We want to be what God wants us to be. He already sees us,
amen,
who He made us from the foundation of this earth.
That's right.
But I'm talking about walking it out. I'm talking about the manifestation of it. I'm talking about who He made you in Christ, and He sees you as complete. He's the author, the beginner, and the finisher, the completer of it. But in order to complete it, we've got to give Him His word, and we've got to speak the word of God, and we've got to start believing that we receive, that we have it, and whether we feel like it, no matter what comes our way, no matter the fiery darts of the enemy to come against our mind, no matter the condemnation that tries to dog us, we remind ourselves and we remind the devil of who we are.
Amen.
I'm in Christ.
That's right.
My birthright. I can hold my head up. I am a kingly, of a kingly nature.
That's right. Amen.
The kingdom of God lives within me, and there's nothing
come on.
That can stop me from fulfilling my God-given destiny. Are you hurting today? Are you dealing with symptoms? Don't give up.
That's right.
Don't give in to the feelings.
That's right.
Yes, there are natural things that we can do, and He'll help you with that. But in the morning, turning our hearts to God, Father, I thank You. Healing and wholeness is mine, and I say it's working in me now.
Yes.
It's working in me now. You don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to do anything special other than trust Him at His word that's already who you are.
Yes. Amen.
I am healed.
Yes.
I am whole.
Yes.
I am prospered.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is my heritage.
That's right.
It's my birthright. It's who I am. I'm going to stop waiting for it to come to pass, and I'm going to start thanking God that who I am is working.
Yes.
Amen.
The anointing is working in me.
Yes.
Condemnation will steal that from us and always put it off to the past. That when you jump over this hoop, when you do this, when you do that, and what I say to that is just throw all that stinking thinking away. There's nothing you can do to be righteous. You are already righteous. And I understand that we need to get more skilled at using our righteousness, letting it come on the outside, which is really holiness, doing right. What is doing right? It's using our faith. I mean, we attribute it to sin. If I'm sinning, then I'm not doing right. Well, doing right is just walking out your destiny.
Yes.
Doing right is daily, Father, what's Your plan? And if you've gone through half of your day, it's like, okay, I woke up, I didn't spend time with the Lord, I didn't turn my heart to the Lord, just start now. Confess, like one preacher said recently, you know, we don't have to constantly be saying, God, forgive us, just confess your sins. Okay, Lord, I missed it. Now I get back on track. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for leading me and guiding me and directing me. The only thing is that when we start late in the day, many times it's like a domino effect, and you just kind of, you've already set the motion.
That's true.
Follow distractions.
Come on,
to be moved by other things. But when you start your day, turn to your heart. Turn to who you are in Christ. Turn to your fellowship with the Father. Then that will lead you. That will guide you. Oh,
glory
I'm
to
supposed
God.
To pray this. I'm supposed to reach out to this person. Sometimes it just comes up in my spirit. Call this person. This person in the congregation is going to deal with this. You need to ask me to give them light and understanding. Amen. Pray for mercy for this one. I can't carry everybody, you understand, but there are certain stages that people are in that God allows me to help them, especially the younger ones, help carry their burdens. You understand that. But I can't get anybody healed, sometimes by gifts of the Spirit, but when the leading of the Spirit shows me, do this. And if I tap into that, he said, ask. I just need a person to stand in the gap. I just need a person to stand in the gap. Well, moving right along, I got off my subject. Verse 14, pursue peace with all people in holiness, which is that righteousness coming on the outside, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble. Now understand that bitterness, anger, not walking in love towards our brothers and our sisters in Christ and those around us is what the enemy uses to trip us up more than anything else. And thoughts will come to us. I don't know why my pastor does it that way. I don't know why my husband does it that way. I don't know why my wife does it that way. I don't know why so-and-so does it that way. And we've got to tell those thoughts to get out of here. They have no place in my devotion life.
No, that's right.
They have no place in my day. If there's something I need to deal with, God will show me to deal with it. But it's not random thoughts of disgust toward people. That's not how God works. So if you're constantly thinking about and disgusted and with somebody else, it's not God. It's a distraction. Your destiny is not to be angry for the rest of your life. The bridge out is somewhere.
Seriously.
It's affecting your faith. It's affecting your true destiny, which is to live a life full of the joy of the Lord. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, and that's what we were getting to, who for one morsel, what did he do? One morsel of food, he sold his birthright. He didn't have a value for what God had put in his life and what that birthright meant and what it would do for him. As a matter of fact, he sold out because he was hungry. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears. And really, his heart wasn't right to receive that. And he was just upset that he lost his birthright when he needed it. So he wanted the bowl of chili, lentils or whatever it was. He wanted that soup. But when it came to the place when he needed that birthright, it wasn't there. Why? Because he didn't value his birthright. He didn't value what he had. He didn't value the covenant that came with that birthright. He didn't value that, and he wasn't speaking openly and made a choice. There's nothing that the enemy cannot say or do anything that would cause me to sell out.
Come on.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Don't sell out. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Praise the Lord. Well, moving right along. Are y'all here today?
Yes.
Well, that's a good thing. So, let's go to Romans. Let's go to Romans chapter 8, verse 12. Very quickly. Romans 8, verse 12. Is everybody awake today?
Yes. This is so good. So good.
Romans 8, verse 12, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Now, it's saying if you live according to the flesh, you will die. It's talking about spiritual death. And it's talking about somebody who's really, in their mentality, living under a curse.
Yes.
They, for some reason, they didn't know that they were free from the curse.
Right.
And they were still living under the bondage of the law.
Right.
And we see Paul and we see Peter and we see others that tried to get an understanding to them, because Peter got that revelation on the rooftop.
Right.
Go kill and eat.
Yeah.
In other words, you don't have to live by the law anymore. This is grace through faith now.
Yes.
You can eat that pork by faith.
Right.
Yeah. Whether pork's good or not, that's, I'm not saying that you should just, you know, eat pork all the time, but if you do, you better eat in faith. But they weren't to eat anything that wasn't hallowed.
Right.
And the law was a tutor, it was a guide that led them to Christ,
right,
that helped them to attain, but they didn't have the grace inside of them.
Yeah.
And it says right here, if you live according to the flesh, you will die.
Yeah.
But if by the Spirit, if by the grace of God within, you take hold of who you are in Christ,
yes,
and you get a scripture and you say, Father, I take strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Yes.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I take this scripture and I believe that I receive strength.
Yes.
It's inside of me. It's my birthright. It's who I am.
Yes.
I am strong in the Lord.
Yes.
Maybe I'm not experiencing that, but it's who I am. I am the healed of the Lord. Maybe I'm not experiencing that, but it's who I am.
Yes.
Every person in here has the ability to rise up,
yes,
and to be a mighty man and a mighty woman.
That's
for God.
Right.
You are a treasure.
Yes.
Yes.
God sees things inside of you that he will be so excited if you wake up in the morning and you start seeing them.
Yes.
And you start saying them.
Yes.
Because he wants you to take that birthright. He wants you to take what he has already given you and start walking in that and go towards your true God-given destiny.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
If by the Spirit, if by the grace of God within you, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. That is our heritage.
That's who we are.
I am a child of God.
Amen.
For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. In other words, you're not under the cost, the curse anymore. You received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
Yes.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
Yes.
What does that mean? Well, yes, you're led, you're guided. Really, it means you are moving with the Spirit. Why? Because he lives within you.
Yes. Yes. Glory to God.
You have the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You're moving with him, and he's able to lead you. He's able to guide you from your spirit, not your mentality, not what you think, not what you see, not what you hear, but by your spirit. Through God's word and revelation, by the Spirit comes, and we act on that.
Yes.
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 Verse 17, and if children, then heirs.
Heirs.
I said, if children, then heirs. Well, we were talking about that.
Yeah,
what's an heir?
Yeah.
One who receives by lot an heir in messianic usage, one who receives his allotted possession by right of sonship.
Yep.
Yeah.
One who has acquired or obtained the portion allotted to him.
Come on.
Yes. Come on.
That was given to us when we were born again.
Yeah.
That's right.
We became heirs.
Hallelujah.
Well, if I became an heir, why am I not seeing the inheritance?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, we are looking at the heir and the inheritance as different.
Mm.
I mean, as the same thing. And really, they're different,
mm-hmm,
is what I mean to say. Because we are heirs, it's our heritage, but the inheritance is our destiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we will inherit that destiny when we realize who we are.
Yes.
I'm an heir.
I'm
a joint heir with Christ.
Yes.
I'm a born again Christian.
Yes.
I'm a child of God.
Yes.
I'm the healed of the Lord. I'm the blessed of the Lord.
Yes.
I have prosperity. I'm rich.
Yes.
And I've got to be saying this based on a revelation of God's word, getting in the word and saying, and you just got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Yes.
Pastor Debbie, I haven't memorized half the Bible. Most people haven't. Just start out with one scripture.
Yeah, seriously.
One scripture has enough power to blow out anything you need.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Stop waiting.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
For this power to pick you up.
Yes.
Cause you to dance.
Yes.
Cause you to laugh.
Yes.
You're gonna have to stir it up. It's in there.
That's right. That's right.
There are times when I don't feel like laughing. I don't feel like dancing. I don't feel like it, but I do it anyway. If children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Time to get another drink.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Why? Because we're filled.
Praise God.
To overflowing.
To overflowing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. Moving right along. So let's go to Galatians 3. Galatians 3, are you awake?
Yes.
Galatians 3:10. But we're going to start with verse 13. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Sure has.
See, we've been redeemed from spiritual death.
Yes, we have.
What is spiritual death? Well, really, it's being under a curse. It means that you're subject to sickness, disease, poverty, lack.
Yeah.
It means that if you don't keep the law, all these things are going to happen to you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But in Christ, the kingdom of God came in us.
Yes.
Christ washed us free from sin,
yes,
namely the sin of not receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Right.
So when we can't come and receive him as Lord and Savior, then we've been redeemed from spiritual death.
Yes.
No longer are we under the curse of the law.
Yeah. Right.
Now we are heirs of the promise. Now healing and health is ours.
Yes.
Prosperity is ours.
Yes.
Forgiveness,
yes,
for the Christian.
Yes.
You can, you know, how many times a day do you miss it?
Right.
Well, I hope not all day long, but you've got the promise.
Yes, amen.
And you can come and receive. Why? Because that's who you are. And the feelings, they may not catch up to you, but that's all right. Don't go by feelings.
Yeah.
Just come and receive what he already has. Let the condemnation go.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do your best to do the things that will help you stop yielding to distractions that the enemy brings.
Yes.
Stop thinking about the sickness.
Yeah.
Stop thinking about what I owe. And I'm just going to stop thinking about that house not selling. Amen.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
When I looked at you, it's just like, stop thinking about that.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And start saying, it's sold.
It's sold.
Every time you think about it, oh, it's sold.
It's sold.
Oh, that, yeah, it's sold. Yeah. It's sold. Angels are working on it.
Yeah,
praise the Lord. And he's going to deal us natural things that we may need to do.
Yeah.
It's like, it's sold. It's not my problem.
Yeah.
Not my problem anymore.
Yeah.
Sold.
That's right.
That's what I have. That is my destiny.
Yeah.
And my destiny is to move into the house that I need so that I can be in the plan of God.
All right now.
What is it that's holding you back? Stop looking at that.
Right.
Stop looking at the things that are holding you back. In other words, because you're looking at it, it's holding you back.
That's right.
And there are times when it's like, Lord, there are so many things I need. Okay, I need to dot this I need to cross this T. I need to do this. I need, and stop looking at that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about me. Stop looking at that.
Yeah.
And start talking about who you are in Christ and start confessing, I am strong in the Lord. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I have the wisdom of God if there's anything I need to know. And sometimes he says, you're going to have to do this and this and this.
Yeah.
But by that time, I got the strength to do it.
That's right.
And I have an understanding. I'm not confused.
That's right.
Right.
Glory
right.
to God.
I'm not weak-minded.
Glory be to God.
Yeah.
We are weak-minded, and when we're weak-minded, we vacillate. Okay, what should I do in this situation? Hey, what does the doctor say? What does this person say? What's the Bible say?
Come on, what's the Bible say?
Just let the word of God get inside of you and strengthen who you are already.
Yes.
Let the Holy Ghost strengthen you in who you are, what you have, what you can do already.
Yes.
And then get up and just start saying it. Go against everything that your natural mind and your body is saying in the moment and say, I'm in the healed of the Lord. I tell the story about I was dealing with certain symptoms, and I would wake up at night and I saw myself dancing. I'm like, really? That is like the last thing I want to do, especially in the middle of the night. But what I would do, because I'd wake up with these symptoms, and I'd get up and for about 10 minutes I'd just dance. Hallelujah. I'm healed. I'm free. I wasn't trying to make it happen. I was just being led by the Spirit. I was stirring myself up, getting my mind off of it, and then I would go back to bed and go back to sleep. And I did that for a period of actually many days. Just kept on and kept on to where I stopped looking at the problem. And I looked at what God's word says. Well, Pastor Debbie, if you're the healed of the Lord, why'd you have to get up and dance anyway? I don't know. I guess I was looking at the wrong thing. I needed to stir myself up of who I was in Christ.
Amen.
75% of the time, because Pastor Jay did the study, he saw that Jesus ministered to them according to their faith.
Right.
You remember those lepers? They were healed as they went. Sometimes there's a process. We know that we're already the healed of the Lord. We've got to be established in that. We've got to be saying that. We've got to stop trying to figure it out with our head and just say, just like a car is a Ford, that's who I am. Not a car. I'm the healed of the Lord. That's who I am. That's my birthright. That's who I am. That's my heritage.
That's right.
Devil, take that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm free. Now, if I have it in my heart, I need to get some rest, or I need to do, I know, but God's dealt with me. Don't talk about all the symptoms. Of course, if you go to the doctor, tell him what you're dealing with. I mean, that's wisdom. Right? But don't, when you leave there, leave it behind you. You know, you got to tell him the natural things, but don't, every time you talk to somebody, how are you doing? I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with this. And they might be able to tell that, just, they might be able to tell you're in pain or whatever, but just with a smile. You know what? I'm doing great.
Glory to
God. I'm doing wonderful. And somebody might even say, well, you don't look so good. I said, oh, really? Well, I am.
Well, I am. That's right.
Looks are deceiving.
Oh, hey, that's good.
Glory to God.
Christ has redeemed us. From the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. What is the promise of the Spirit through faith? Christ living in you, the hope of glory. That is our destiny.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
Now, it's our heritage, but walking it out is our destiny. Notice, Abraham might come upon the Gentile, the blessing of Abraham. Abraham's blessing. And he didn't know, he didn't have the Spirit of Christ inside of him like we have. So he didn't see that like we see it now. That was his destiny, to go to heaven, to be in Christ, but he didn't experience that until Christ raised from the dead.
That's right.
And he went and got those who were, he went and got Abraham and all of those who died in faith, who were waiting for the promise. And now they're living the promise. That was their destiny. We can live the promise here on this earth today. In the now, I mean, if Abraham would have lived all those thousands of years, he could have lived like we are. He could have become a Christian. But Christ died that Abraham might receive that blessing, right? Amen. Well, moving right along. So I want to back up here, and in chapter 2, verse 16, chapter 2, Galatians 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Christ Jesus. Even we believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ. Now let's go on to chapter 3 and verse 8. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith preached the gospel to Abraham before, saying, in you all nations shall be blessed. That was his destiny.
Yep.
So then those who are faith are blessed with believing Abraham. His destiny became our destiny.
Amen.
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 I said Abraham's blessing. In other words, we're walking out his destiny.
That's right. Amen.
On this earth. What he saw on this earth.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
That's so good.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Galatians chapter 4, 9. We're going to be wrapping this up before too long. Galatians 4, 9. Actually, go up to verse 8. But then indeed, when you did not know God, you served those which by nature are not gods. But now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? Let's back up to verse 6. Because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of the Son into the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son.
Yep.
And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Now that we've read that, let's go back to verse 9. Now, after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage, to be enslaved? My question today is, why do we continue to be enslaved when he's brought us in out of captivity?
Yes.
We know that the Babylonian captivity, remember? The king was an evil king, and Jehoiakim was king of Israel, and he was an evil king, and because of him, they were led into captivity, Babylonian captivity, I believe. I could be getting that a little wrong, but anyway. And so Daniel, during that time of the Babylonian captivity, he and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, they were righteous in God's eyes.
Yeah.
And they were captive, but at the same time, God told them, I've brought you into this captivity. In other words, I've allowed it.
Right.
Because you were under evil king, and you weren't keeping, you weren't establishing your righteousness.
Right.
You weren't keeping the law. You weren't keeping the Sabbath. I think that was one particular thing they weren't keeping. And therefore, I'm going to allow you to be taken into captivity. And actually, God worked through King Hezekiah, and he came to know the Lord, and he humbled himself, and he helped Israel get back and to be restored. And God told the Israelites, I've allowed you to come into captivity, but in 70 years I'll bring you out.
Yeah, yeah.
That was their destiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were already servants of God. They weren't children of God. Why do you say that? Well, because Adam was a child, and when he sinned, he lost that life in his spirit. It went out.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And he no longer was a child. He became a servant.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But God had a covenant with Adam, and from his lineage on, they had a covenant. And that's why their law was eventually established, that if they would keep that law, it would help them, you know, and it would point them to Christ,
right,
because they were types and shadows.
Right.
Help point them. It was a tutor, a guide to get them. Did you know that back in the day that parents would actually put certain slaves that were righteous slaves? And, you know, back in that time, there were several captives from different nations that they enslaved, and they would put them with their children, and they couldn't even step out of the house without that slave following them and making sure that they did right.
Hmm.
Why? It was a tutor. It was a guide to help them do right. And that's what the law was.
Wow.
It was a tutor. It was a guide to help them get to the right place,
right,
to fulfill their destiny.
Yes.
How many people today, parents, we need to watch over what our children are doing. They can't just go down to Johnny's, or we don't know where they're going.
True.
We don't know what they're learning at school. We're many times oblivious.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
And bringing them to the house of God is so important.
Yes, it is.
That we put first things first.
Yes, yes, indeed.
Even if they rebel for a while, they'll come back.
They sure will.
Just love them.
Yes,
pray for them.
Yeah.
Yep. Amen. Well, that was all free.
Amen. That's so good.
A tutor to bring us to the right things. But Daniel was reading through a series of prophecies, and he realized that God had told them, I'll deliver you in 70 years. And he's like, okay, we need to be out of this Babylonian captivity. And he went to prayer. He stood in the gap. And he said, Lord, these people have sinned, and I don't think they've repented, so I'm repenting for them.
Yeah.
But he was standing in the gap for them. And that was Old Testament. We're New Testament now. But you understand that's a type and shadow, and in Christ we have been freed.
Yes.
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 And when we come to know Christ, there's still many things on us.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are sicknesses, diseases, poverty, lack, destruction, oppression.
Come on.
Anger with other people, all these things.
Yeah.
And now we've got to read the prophecy of the word like Daniel did and realize God promised us to bring us out of this.
Yes.
Well, in Christ, he's already brought you out.
Yes.
I said in Christ, he's already brought you out.
Amen.
In Christ, he's already brought you out. You've just got to get with the believing part and say, Father, I believe that what your word says, I am an heir of righteousness. I am, it's my heritage. I'm a born again Christian child of God, son of God, woman of God. That's who I am. And this sickness is interfering with who I am. This poverty is interfering with who I am. Do you understand that he brought you out of captivity? And Daniel saw that God had promised them to bring out of captivity, but God needed somebody to act. And Daniel actually said, I'm confessing what you said, Lord.
Yes, hallelujah.
I can take you there and read it, but he said, I'm confessing what you said over your people, and we've got to come in line with what he's already done for us and start confessing it. And say, Lord, it's who you made me.
Yes.
That's who I am.
Yes.
And when you wake up in the morning, if you don't see that, look at yourself in Christ.
Yes.
In the afternoon, if you don't see that because of symptoms, look at yourself in Christ.
Yes.
I mean, turn on Pastor Nancy, Pastor Jay, Pastor Debbie.
Yeah.
Turn on the Word and see who you are. Christ found himself in the Scriptures. And that's what he walked out. He walked out his destiny because he found himself in the Scriptures. His heritage was he was the Son of God. But his destiny was, I'm going to the cross and I'm going to die for all mankind so that they can become heirs, so that they can become joint heirs, so that they can become in my image.
Hallelujah.
Don't quit.
That's right.
Don't give in.
Yes, come on.
Don't give in to sickness. Don't give in to poverty. Don't give in to oppression.
Come on.
Become mighty men and women of God. Really, you already are in Christ's eyes.
Yes.
Why don't you stand up?
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
When you see yourself in Christ.
Yes.
When you see who I am, what I can do, and what I have in Christ, then you'll be saying it.
That's right.
No matter what you feel like.
That's right.
No matter what the thoughts come toward your mind.
Yes. Yes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. we'll just read this and we'll wrap up with this. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, because you need some mercy today? Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. That's my heritage. I am saved. I've been delivered from destruction, sickness, disease, poverty, lack, oppression of mind. And he has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, what's your destiny? He might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Glory to God.
In the ages to come, that the riches of his glory would be manifest. That's our destiny.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. And we cannot fulfill that destiny outside of his agenda, of his plan.
Yes.
And that starts with being a born-again Christian.
That's right.
Being baptized in the Holy Ghost. Yes. Getting involved with the local church.
Amen.
Helping this church to grow.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Yes. Glory to God.
So that others can find out who they are in Christ.
Yes.
So that others can find out their heritage.
Yes.
So that others can find out their destiny. That's why people drive 4 hours to get here.
Yes. Amen. That's right.
Glory to God.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Just a little bit of background.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just lift your hands. Sometimes the Spirit will come on me, and I sense that partway in the service, but just wasn't quite there. But I see some things in the future. I see the promises of God. I see the blessing overtaking me. I see the promises of God, and I walk toward those promises. I talk those promises. Oh, thank you, Lord. I see. I see the blessing overtaking me. I see the blessing overtaking me, overtaking me. I see. Now, what you have to do is start seeing what God's word says. Take it at face value, and by faith, say, Lord, I lay down whatever I've been thinking. I lay down sins, habits, anything that's keeping me from that. I lay that down and I confess that's wrong. Because he says just confess it. He didn't say have a pity party for an hour. He just said confess it. And that's part of the faith process. So you say, Father, I lay it down by faith. I lay it down by faith. Now say what his word says. And it'll start showing you who you are in Christ. You'll see yourself in the Word. And the Holy Ghost who lives in you, he will start leading you and guiding you and directing you according to God's best in your life, to his plan, to his purposes in your life. But the Word of God has to be first. And then the Holy Ghost has something to bear witness with in your spirit. And then you just start singing out, I see the promises of God. I see your word is working in me. It's changing. No matter what your body says, no matter how much you're hurting, no matter what it is, you just start saying, I see, I'm healed. I've been made whole. Christ died for me. He took my sickness. He took my disease. That's what I see. I will fulfill his promise. I will fulfill his best. I will fulfill. And too many people are trying to come to him and say, Father, I'll change when this happens. I'll change with it. No, just flow with change. Just flow with change. He'll help change you in whatever you need as you're just speaking the word of God. As a matter of fact, you get so caught up in speaking the word of God that changes start happening and you didn't even realize it. It's like, oh. Somebody came to me and said, you know, I'm losing my personality. I said, well, it's about time. In other words, most of our personality is based on doubt and unbelief. And, you know, there are unique things God gave us. So don't try to be somebody else. And don't worry about what everybody else, you know, thinks about you. But we've got to stop thinking about ourselves in light of how we were raised, in light of our past. Start speaking over yourself in light of your heritage, in light of your birthright, in light of your redemption and what Christ said, and then flow with your destiny. It's like a river. You start flowing with that, there's nothing that can turn you around. You start going, you know, you start going downstream and there's nothing that can hold you back. But what do you got to do? You got to get in the water. You got to get in the water of this word. You got to start saying it. You got to, you know, but lay it down by faith first. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Cindy, are you dealing with some symptoms today? Yeah, why don't you come up here? I knew that by the Spirit of God. You just kept, and we'll put a chair behind you there. Praise the Lord. What is that you're dealing with? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. You know, the Bible didn't say when you get to a certain age, then you're going to start dealing with these things. You were redeemed back when you were 30. It didn't say that. No, we've been redeemed. You're redeemed. Amen. You're redeemed. So I'm going to lay hands on that. And the anointing will minister to you as you just receive that by faith. I'm led even to. They'll make sure you're fine right now. Yeah, just because I'm going to do this. Thank you, Lord. Is it this knee? In Jesus' name. Now I'm going to ask you. See, when you're praying in tongues, you're giving out. So you need to just receive in. So just lift your hands and just be thanking Him. And nothing wrong with tongues, you understand? But yeah. Thank you, Lord. Just receive that by faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that the healing power of God is working in her now. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. You can just be seated there. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Father, I thank you for longevity. Father, yeah, I started picking that up, Cindy. The enemy just trying to tell you, you know, you're getting to a certain age and you're not going to be able to do what you always were able to do. Well, it's not about doing all that you were able to do. It's about doing what he's asking you to do now. And you have the strength to do whatever he's called you to do. We don't compare it to who we were when we were 20 or 30 or 40. We compare it to what he's asking us to do now. And that's what we can do. We use wisdom, you understand? I understand that. I don't do everything I did back when I was 20, but, you know, that's not why I make choices and decisions either. Spiritually more. Amen. So, Father, I thank you that Cindy's able to do all that you've called her to do. That's her destiny. I thank you that she fulfills her destiny and that you make it clear to her, free from confusion, clear, in Jesus' name. Thank you for her precious heart, her precious spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for strength. Thank you for strength, Lord. Thank you for strength, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to say, any of you that you may be dealing with sickness, disease, if there's something that you would like me to minister to you, lay hands on you, maybe you've already believed that you've received and you're standing on your healing, and that's fine. I just encourage you to continue to be saying that, but if you just like to partake of that anointing, and we'll stand with you, that anointing is continuing to work in you. It's continuing to work in you. Amen. And I know, Brian, that you've mentioned going back and whether surgery or this. I just encourage you, just be led. In other words, you don't have to figure that out in your head right now. Just be led. And just remind yourself, the symptoms, the devil, I'm healed. That's who I am. And we can live to an old age. You're not old yet.
No.
You got a lot to do yet. Yes. Amen. Yes. Father, yes. We thank you for the power of God.
Yes.
We thank you, Father. We see that working in him quickly, speedily.
Yes.
Father, you give the doctors the wisdom of God to deal with Brian, but beyond doctors, beyond the natural, we thank you that the healing power of God's working in him. He's a covenant child, and this too is turning around. And what you dealt with before will be turned around. But this is an opportunity. I believe God's saying this to you, Brian. This is an opportunity to just take the whole role now.
Yes.
Take the whole role.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I see healing and wholeness working. I see his blessing before my eyes. I see. No longer plagued by depression. No longer plagued by oppression. No longer living in his kingdom. I see the fullness of the Spirit working through me. And, you know, Donna, you're already the healed of the Lord. You're already the whole of the Lord. But it's okay to just continue letting us minister to you. It's like cables hooked up to you and letting that. So why don't you come up here and Brian, you come up here too. It's Brian. I knew that. Mark went standing. I just ministered to Brian. Threw me off. I don't know, maybe you look like a Brian. Is there anything that you're dealing with, Mark? Okay, you're good. All right. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the healing power of God ministering to Donna, that it's continuing to work in here. Lord, we're not trying to make it happen. We're just reminding her of who she is in Christ. And that it's turned around in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Her lungs are cleared in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. She's able to breathe normally. Thank you, Lord, that she fulfills her God-given destiny. Go ahead and get a chair. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I see healing is working in me. I see healing is working in me. And that's all right. Those little things that try to creep up, it's all right. The cough, the spasm, whatever. You are the healed of the Lord. You just remind your body of that. Don't worry about the symptoms. They'll all line up. They'll all line up. You ever been there? You're afraid to cough. People think that you're sick. It's just a symptom. It's just a symptom. It's got to go. Anybody else? Other than that, we're going to. Why don't you come up here, sis? I see healing is working. Healing is working in me. And I thank you, Father, for the wisdom of God. I thank you for the, and you do have wisdom, Shelley. You do have the wisdom of God. And whatever choices and decisions, I just really encourage you, when you, just a peace on the inside, just stick with that rather than vacillating back and forth. Just a peace inside. Just stick with that. Amen. And if you don't know what that is, then just go back to the Word. Go to Isaiah 53:3 and read that and say, this is me. This is me. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. By Jesus' stripes, he took my oppression. By Jesus' stripes, he took my sickness and my disease. And just start confessing that. Galatians 3:13, I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. I am the healed of the Lord. And I thank you, Lord, I have wisdom and light and understanding. And then that's when that leading, that guidance, that peace that's already inside will just, it'll make things clear again. It'll make things clear again. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Healed and whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. And the Lord said, you know, I've had angels work on you in times past, and it's worked in you. So it's already worked for you. Let me continue to work. Let me continue to work. And sometimes your words have caused it to be hindered in working, but get your words right. Get your words right, and you'll see the changes. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. That spine corrected in Jesus' name. That spine corrected in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're not trying to hurry here, and I just encourage the congregation, just keep in faith with us. We'll be letting go here in a little bit. But if this were you and God was ministering to you, you'd want us to take time and be led, wouldn't you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And just say, I receive. I receive. Just give me your hands there. I receive. In Jesus' name. Amen. Love you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it's been good to be in the house of God. It's good to be led by the Spirit of God. We love you. We appreciate you. God has wonderful things for you. He's got wonderful things for your life. We all have to remind ourselves who we already are. And then we need to walk that out and fulfill his divine destiny of our redemption in Christ. Amen? Well, praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. We love you. Appreciate you. We got a song for before we leave here. Okay. All righty. Pastor Jay will be here next Sunday. Looking forward to seeing you. And we've got a lot going on this summer, but stay tuned, and we'll talk more about meeting for prayer and other things like that. But you know, with the summer, it just wasn't. And then the camp meeting coming up and this and that. But we know you're praying at home, If you're not, we are. There's somebody praying, amen. But we'd encourage you to take the congregational prayer notes and be praying that out. Be yield to the Spirit of God just in praying in other tongues. So praying in your understanding, put your name in the Ephesians 1 prayers and the Ephesians 3 prayers. Put your family name and put Pastor Jay and I's name. You know, that pray for us for the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened. We would know the hope of his calling. Just put our name in there and be praying that. Amen. The president, whatever, whoever you think the president is. So praise the Lord. We got a song?
Yes, ma'am.
As he is, so am I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Righteousness of God in Christ. As he is, so am I am the righteousness of God in Christ. As he is, so am I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Created in his image, born to be like him, as he is in this world, so I am.
I switched up on you. Amen. So go your way singing that. As he is, so am I. I think that's a new song. We're still working on that one, right? But that's a good song. So we love you. Have a wonderful day. See you next Sunday.